You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason, coming to you this afternoon from the Prairie Capital Convention Center in Springfield at the Pork Expo. Thanks for being with us this afternoon. Don't forget to visit our website. The address there is willag.org. That's willag.org. You can pick up your tickets for the all-day agricultural outlook. They're just $30, or you can buy them right now at 800-898-1065. That's 800-898-1065. The all-day agricultural outlook at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana. It is the 8th day of March. We'll run all day long, and we'll have a dozen of our regular on-air analysts there. Speaking of our regular analysts, we're now joined by Don Day. He's at Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. Hey, Don, thanks so much for being with us. Why don't you take us through the weekend weather that we had, that little winter storm, and what we might expect for the rest of the week, please.
Yes, certainly very wintry across the nation's midsection, especially the Northeast. Some areas in the Northeast United States breaking record cool temperatures over Valentine's Day weekend. We are going to see some moderation in temperature. There's some good news coming that some of this colder air is going to move out, and we're going to see a little spike in temperature, especially as we get into Friday and the weekend. We're going to have a nice warm-up. Now, it is going to be followed by another cool-down, however, especially as we get into Tuesday and Wednesday and next week, some colder air gets released out of central Canada and south again. However, precipitation is not very extensive in this colder air. The heavier precipitation is going to be in the southeastern states and along the eastern seaboard.
And then turning your attention to some of the growing regions across the planet, I suppose we should start in South America, where they are harvesting some early soybeans at this point. What kind of conditions are they working under?
Well, Brazil is the wettest area, so any harvest operations there may be impeded a little bit by some rain. Especially in the central and the southern growing areas, a fairly active pattern, especially coming next week. Argentina, here in the short term, this week looks wet in many areas before turning drier next week.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you taking the time with me today.
Thanks, Todd.